Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 61 for the week of February 11th, 2008. We begin this week with an NASF government relations news item dated February 1st, 2008. OSHA recently issued an instruction to provide guidelines and establish uniform inspection and compliance procedures for the new hexavalent chromium workplace exposure standard that was promulgated on February 28, 2006. This new directive sets forth OSHA's policy and guidance for enforcing the hexavalent chromium workplace exposure standard. OSHA indicated that the guidance to compliance staff is necessary for effective enforcement of the applicable safety and health standards. Where the guidance directs a compliance officer to perform a specific inspection action, the compliance officer is to make every effort to perform that action unless there is approved reason to do otherwise. OSHA does note that the guidance is meant to be a tool to assure uniform inspection and compliance procedures, and it does not in any way affect the legal obligations of employers under the standard. And for more information about the industry-related government relations activity discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF Policy Arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On February 12th, the Philadelphia Association of Metal Finishers will have a meeting at Doubletree Guest Suites in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, with a presentation by Ted Mooney, president of Finishing.com, entitled Predicting the Present, What Shall a Metal Finisher Do in a World Evolving at Light Speed? Also on February 12th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Plantation House Restaurant in Donelson, Tennessee. Speaker will be Phil Brasher of Tenkarva Machinery Company to discuss pump maintenance and applications. On February 13th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. Seattle heat treaters will be speaking about heat treating affecting steel parts. On February 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jim Naip of Haviland Products Company will be speaking about alkaline non-cyanide zinc plating. On February 19th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their 2008 Supplier Showcase at Quiet Canyon in Montebello, California. On February 19th and 20th, Surface Finishing Academy will have a powder coating course instructed by Tiger Drylack at Hyatt Summerfield Suites Miami Airport in Miami, Florida. On February 21st, the Surface Technology Association's 2008 Vendor Showcase will take place at the Wyndham Hotel in San Jose, California. On February 24th through the 26th, the American Zinc Association 2008 International Zinc Conference will take place at the Camelback Inn in Scottsdale, Arizona. And on February 27th, the International Zinc Association will host the International Zinc Oxide Industry Conference at the Camelback Inn in Scottsdale, Arizona. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.